Welcome to the Weekend Windup on Bedford 105.1. I'm your host for this week, Matt Provo, but this week we do not have Manny Ray, Jack Flanagan, or Mitch Roy, who brags about being here every single time, but even though he has baseball or whatever. So we have brought two new people in. Nick Leahy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
And Jack Berge, who's been here for three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have some surprise calls today. You never know. You never know with the Weekend Windup. So stay tuned for more, but we're going to hop right into our discussion this week. So I'm just going to ask you, Nick, anything new?
Nothing too much. Today, the Bedford Bulldogs football team, we went up to Concord and got to see the Lombardi Trophy, so that was pretty cool.
That's cool. So this is the one from Super Bowl 51?
Super Bowl 51. No one could touch it, though. Not even the people.
All of them.
Did you get to see, like, the fingerprints on it and stuff? Because I remember going to, like, Foxborough and seeing all the other ones. You can see, like, the fingerprints on the trophy.
Yeah. It was real cool. But they will not let you touch it. Even the guy that was, like, managing the trophy, he, like, had to use a rag to, like, pick up the trophy and stuff
so
like that.
So he's not even allowed to,
He's not even allowed to touch it.
Wow, that's so only, like, after the players touch it, then they're kind of, like,
yeah,
done.
It's, like, sacred. It's a sacred artifact.
Fergie, how about you? Anything?
No, I'm just kind of, you know.
That's why you're here.
Upset.
Yeah. You ski the East?
The other hosts aren't here.
Oh, I know. Kind of not disappointed. So, let's get right into it. So this week in sports, we had a lot of stuff. A lot of golf. Masters happened, right? Sergio Garcia won, even though everyone hates him, but everyone pretends to like him now.
Electric,
yep. It wasn't like, Flanny, our golf expert, is not here today, of course.
Slacker.
He's slacker. He's not even the baseball manager anymore, so I don't even know what's holding up today.
I know.
But, any of you guys watch golf or no?
Not a huge golf guy, to be honest.
No. I mean, Flanny would tell you all about it. He told me today, like, golf's the best sport to watch because you can fall asleep and then wake up and then it's still there, and like I don't even know
so
what he's talking
about. Baseball though.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. I guess we have nothing to talk about with golf. So I guess we'll move on.
Yeah.
So I found another story today. So this guy Mo Harkless, Portland Trailblazers, he had a part of his contract that said $500,000 if you shoot at an average, like, a 3-point percentage higher than 35. So you're sitting around 36.
Really?
Yeah, and he did not take a three all of April, and he had the ball last night, last game of the season, had the ball in his hands, like 2 seconds left, had the ball, down by three, didn't shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What? So is that like a huge conspiracy?
No. He even admitted it. He's like, I want the $500,000. I'm just going to take it and run.
Really?
So,
and his team lost?
And his team lost 103-100.
So were his teammates upset then? That's unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, now he's paying for dinner.
Oh, yeah, you better be paying. Some dinner, it must be.
I know,
you
know, right?
Giving up a W.
Is it something you do, Leahy? Like, if you had, like, you know, I don't know, what would you do this if you're in this situation?
Gosh.
I know you're a legendary Biddy player from 2 years ago.
That's tough because, you know, you got your teammates and, you know, you're trying to, you know, do well every night.
They're in the playoffs already.
They're in the playoffs. So, did the game matter? Like,
could they
have moved a seating position or anything like that?
No, I mean, they probably passed the ball to him on purpose, see what he'd do, because they all knew it. And he didn't take a three all of April for the reason of he didn't want to, you know, ruin the chance of $500,000.
I mean, I guess, you know, if their placement, gosh, I can't talk, I feel like. If their placement.
Just pressure.
Sounds like I have a lisp. Placement. There we go. Okay.
It happens.
In the playoffs, didn't change based on that. Like if the playoff seed was already set,
there's no point.
Then, yeah, like I would hold the ball. You make the $500K. You're not going to help your team.
$500,000 more than most people make in a year. Of course, people see like sports and like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, oh well, it doesn't mean anything. Well, it means a lot. $500,000 is a lot of money.
You take
the money.
A large sum of money.
I gotta respect it. Right, Bergie?
Yeah.
You gotta do sometimes, right? You gotta make the money. So, next thing, playoff hockey in Edmonton, which hasn't happened in a while. So, they had the 50-50 raffles there, and the prize came out to be $360,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Makes you think, what are they doing with all this money? They just spend it on hockey and spend it on 50-50? Like, do they have... What are their jobs, honestly?
Wait, so who spent the 360?
So, they had the 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so half, so that means they're, the fans put in $600,000. Every single fan. Now, how many fans are there? They've got to be like 20,000 fans in a hockey arena, right? And so they all together put $600,000 in the 50-50 thing. So that means each fan's given a ton of money. Like, makes you think, like, what are they doing? Like,
oh, wait, hold on.
Maybe there's a few big ones
here.
A few big guys up there.
Yeah.
So every single fan put in $30 a piece.
It's worth it, man.
That's a ton for a 50-50 raffle. I would spend five.
I say there's got to be some people up there, like in the suits or whatever, who are, you know, they're wearing the suits and they're up in the suites and they're, you know, doing something. They're putting like, they're throwing hundreds up there.
Oh, definitely. Someone's making it rain.
Hey, you know what?
50-50 tickets.
They're a big hockey town for the first time in a while. So
exactly.
You got to drop some cash.
First time in the playoffs since 2006, and there they are. And then, all right, next topic, kind of moving on to football. No, it's not football season, but it always is, right? Kind of always is.
Never ends.
Never ends.
Brian, never ends, bro.
Student athletes. So Jonathan Casillas, he used to be on the Patriots. He's on the Giants now. Posted a picture on Instagram of him smoking a cigar. And then the next day, NFL sends him a letter to his house for a random drug test.
Random drug test.
Oh, random.
Random.
I think that's a little over the top.
I know.
It's just a cigar.
I know. Where they're like, it was hand wrapped, and they're like, "Oh, must be doing drugs."
Yeah, that's over the top. But I mean, leave it to Goodell.
Leave
it to Goodell. Leave it to the NFL. You know, try and
it's so obvious.
Fun, I guess.
And
no fun league.
Exactly. That's college football. I like college football a lot better. Mm. That's just me. I think you too, right, Bergie?
Yep.
Yeah, college football is better because they can kind of do what they want. I like it. Unless the NCAA is not great either, but
yeah,
it's better than Goodell in the NFL.
I like all the swag that the college teams have. The NFL, the jerseys are kind of set. You have to wear the same socks, everything like that.
Yeah, but college you get Michigan being sponsored by Jordan and stuff.
Michigan's sponsored by Jordan. Crazy, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you get fined in the NFL if you show any part of your calf or anything?
Yeah.
You have to wear high socks. You have to have certain types of cleats you can only wear.
And then teams in college football who, especially in the beginning of the season, you have no idea who they are, right? And they're playing these big-time teams, right? And you're like, oh, my God, and they're just putting them on the map. You know, you're just discovering new teams every single day. But then the NFL is just like, oh, I know who this is. I know who's going to be good. I know who's not going to be good, right?
Yeah, or the upsets all the time. And just a ton of rowdy college kids
and
getting hyped up for games.
Sometimes they're, dropping 70 points on the scoreboard too, right? NFL, you barely see that.
Yeah.
Because competition's pretty good.
Yeah, and I feel like, too, in the NFL, just the better talent, there's more big play potential in college football because there's just a bigger skill gap between some teams. So in the NFL, you don't always see those big plays, but college football happens more often.
Exactly. And then staying on football, found this from Barstool Big Cat, tweeted this. He found this weird guy at the Cubs game yesterday who could name every single Bears score, Chicago Bears score from the last 16 years, even knew what week it was, the exact score, what team they're playing, when the bye weeks were. I don't even get it.
That's incredible. Does he have a photographic memory?
But where do you get the time? This guy obviously spends a lot of time in his basement just Googling stuff, right?
That's incredible. Yeah,
big fan of the Bears.
Bears.
So he's even remembering scores from when the Bears were, they're still really bad, but even when they were, mediocre and all this stuff. That's something I wouldn't want to do. Just not going to waste my time.
Can you remember different facts about the game?
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
I'll have to look deeper into it, but I think this guy's just crazy. He doesn't even look that old. He doesn't look much older than 30.
Really?
And here he is just spitting out random facts.
Does he know how many interceptions Jay Cutler threw in every game?
too many to count.
Can he not count that high?
Probably can't count that high. I don't think so. I think he's Probably got something wrong with him. Just sitting there all night. Mm. So transitioning to baseball, kind of football, kind of baseball. Tim Tebow
will not rise.
Yeah, he will not stop hitting home runs in minor league baseball. Somehow, I don't know how he does it. He doesn't really have the body type necessarily. He's kind of big and muscly. Kind of have to be lean to play baseball. And he's out there, got the contract. People thought it was kind of just for show, but he's actually kind of legit. I don't know how it's possible, but he hit two home runs in 2 days, I think it was. I don't get it.
Good for him. I say I'm pro Tim Tebow.
Yeah. It's
go
like,
for his dreams. Like, he's a good guy.
I like how people have to pick a side with Tim Tebow, too. It's either you anti or pro. I'm big time pro Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a good guy, and he promotes, you know, the whole, you know, God and everything, you know, which is good for him. That's his God thing.
He's a God guy.
And, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, good for him. I'm pro Tim Tebow. If, you know, keeps working hard at it. I'd love to see him go places.
Remember, like, last year when he played for the little bit in, like, a fall league or whatever for the Mets, and he apparently saved the guy's life who, like, died, or not died, but collapsed on the side, like, puts his hand on him, and then there he was. He came, like, back to life magically or whatever. Really? I don't know. Makes you question things about Tim Tebow.
Like, kind of makes you think.
Kind of makes you think a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Tim Tebow's probably just, like, has some magic powers. Yeah, we have no idea. Right,
he probably Tebowed first and then touched the guy.
Probably,
does
right,
he still
right?
do
he
that?
His hands. I don't know.
In the opponent's batter's box.
We should bring that fad back.
Yeah, Tebow. I mean, he probably does it before he hits. Probably does it in private. Just want to get called on
his alone
in
time.
The dugout with towels.
You ever seen Dodgeball, the true underdog story? His personal free time. Just Tim Tebow. That's all he does in the at night.
Oh God. I mean, he's. I hope he's not known. I hope he doesn't become known. I mean, he already kind of is, but just for the whole, like, religious thing, because I feel like he's a lot more than that. I don't know. He's a good athlete.
Yeah.
And a good guy, too. And then we're always talking about people who just, like, switching sports here, because Tony Romo, the other night, played for the Mavericks. Well, at least he tried playing for the Mavericks.
I saw that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it was. But Mark Cuban, who's the Mavericks owner, tried, like, getting him in the game, and the commissioner wouldn't let him. And I don't know how, but Tony Romo was on the bench the whole game, warmed up with the team, and actually attempted to go to the scorer's table at the end of the game to check in the game, but they wouldn't let him.
He did, like, I saw a video on Barstool, and he looked very impressive.
I know, like, I forget who it was, but someone who was a teammate of him in high school, I think he ended up being an NBA player. I think it might have been Tracy McGrady. Said he could have gone pro if he actually stuck with basketball, which might be a bold statement. I don't know, but he actually looked pretty good, especially with all the injuries he's had.
Yeah, probably would have worked out better for him.
I know, honestly, right? I mean, probably would have been on the bench in the NBA, but hey, right? Mm. Right, Bergie?
Mm. Kind of makes you think.
Kind of makes you think a little bit. All right, so I guess that's kind of the sports talks we have, topics we have this week. But kind of shifting over a little bit of politics, kind of sports too. Donnie America, Donald Trump, dropped a huge bomb, but every single White House reporter was talking about the NHL playoffs. Sports are everything, right?
True that.
Even when you drop a huge bomb in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a cup, they're talking about the Stanley Cup playoffs.
He had a 25 kill streak. Drop that Moab on. COD reference.
I like it. See, we're very cultured here at the Weekend Windup.
Of course.
We're just bringing everything in.
Well, since we're talking about the playoffs, how about we talk about Charlie McAvoy?
Yep.
And how he went from playing in the college tournament.
Right away, basically.
Then going to the AHL and then back into the NHL playoffs. How about that?
I think that's pretty crazy because you feel like the adjustment would be big, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if you watched the game, but he looked very confident.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any problem with
him getting
there.
Right off the drop, puck on a stick, looked like he knew where to go and everything. Like, if I had the puck on my stick, I'd be like, if I just freeze. Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, but took a few big hits.
Yeah.
A few big hits. But,
hey, but that's the sign of not being worried, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it because I know he played for BU, then goes to play for Team USA in the World Juniors, then goes to play AHL. Well, plays in the college tournament, goes to play in the AHL for like two games or whatever, and then goes to the NHL. First game of his career is in the playoffs.
Big year.
You probably wouldn't be able to see that. Like, it's something you don't see in other sports, like, right? Like the NFL and the MLB. Like, you don't see a player go right from college, right? Like, you wouldn't see him like in the middle of college season just go and then, oh, now he's playing in the Super Bowl. Like, this is something that just doesn't happen, right?
Yeah.
And since he does look promising, all I have to say is Don Sweeney, the general manager of the Bruins, if you're listening to
105.1
by any chance,
the Weekend Windup on Bedford 105.1.
We welcome you, but I just have to say, if you let him go, I will be very mad.
I say before that, time, good job drafting him.
Time and time again, Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, they get together and they find good players And then as soon as they start doing really well.
Or ask for a contract.
They seem to let them go.
Oh, it's been an obvious pattern, too.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Very, very obvious.
Like, I mean, even before Don Sweeney, the Tyler Seguin, that was probably the biggest one of them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because you like to party a little bit. Even Bill Belichick puts up with Rob Gronkowski's party.
Oh, yeah.
And Tyler Seguin did nothing compared to Rob Gronkowski, what he does every single week. And, yeah, so I guess they're kind of sensitive.
Yeah.
But at least they draft good players, right? At least they have them for a little bit.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, they turned the season around when Claude was fired.
Yeah.
So I'll give them that. But, I mean, a lot of questionable things in the front office.
Yeah, that's why, I don't know. That's why I kind of like the Maple Leafs, because they don't do that.
Boo.
Boo. I'm wearing a Maple Leaf shirt. Bad radio, but I'm wearing a Maple Leaf shirt right now. Viewers can't see that because this is
Boo.
Radio. So you cannot see that I'm wearing a Maple Leaf shirt right now. So yeah, I guess that's all we have for sports. We kind of went into sports, a little politics. Anything else you guys get from the high school? Anything else, you know, sports related or whatever before we move on?
I have something.
So oh, do you?
Recently, I'm not sure how many players it was, but these players on the lacrosse team, they were all hockey players. And
Road to Lansing.
Yeah, so they're, what is it? Like, their
national
club team? Like, their club hockey team? Not the school hockey team.
The Avs.
Yeah, they're, like, other teams that they play on.
Hashtag Roll Avs.
Roll Avs, yeah. So they made it to Nationals, which were in Michigan.
Yep.
And so they said that they were going on college visits so that they could get out of practice and everything.
College visits for about, was it a week?
Yeah.
So very, very believable from the hockey players right here.
So they all go at once, and they all tell the athletic office that they're going to be missing for college visits. And then the coach gets suspicious, so then he sends out an email or something, and then he finds out that they were actually going to play hockey, but then they got suspended for, I think, 4 games. So
they're
still
lying?
No, just because I think it was like the protocol of like if you miss practice
or
something else for another sport or something, then you get suspended. So I'm just going to say I think it's well worth it, though, because, I mean,
they were natties.
Yeah, all the players who were suspended are, I mean, like, obviously they kind of let their team down, but they're all, like, hockey comes first. And if you get to go play Nationals in Michigan and stuff, like, that's like, an experience of a lifetime. So
even, I mean, they really couldn't do anything about it, right?
No.
Yeah. I mean, they could have said they were actually going to play hockey instead of going on college visits for a week. But, you know, whatever. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Leigh, how do you feel about this?
Do we know exactly how long they're suspended?
I think it was like 4 weeks.
4 games. Or,
it turns out to be like 4 weeks, right?
Like that.
Turns out to be 4 weeks?
Yeah, if it's like the 4 game comes out to 4 weeks. Especially because all like the snow outs and the rain outs and all the bad weather.
Yeah.
Their suspension just been getting longer by the day, basically.
I've heard, and this isn't to gossip, but I heard a player from another town.
That's what we do here. So, nothing wrong with that.
No names.
I heard a player from another town who plays lacrosse received a DUI,
yep.
And he was only suspended 2 weeks. So
it's lacrosse?
And I believe it's lacrosse. I don't know
or
the
hockey,
name,
I don't know.
And I don't know what team.
I think I heard about this.
And so it kind of leads you up to debate. You know, you get DUI, which is probably a much serious, much more serious thing to do compared to
just going to natty.
Just going to Nationals to play some hockey.
Just having a good time going at natty in Michigan.
Suspended for 4 weeks.
I think another player got suspended while at natty's too. I'm not going to name names here, but I'm pretty sure someone got suspended while they were there for something they said on the ice. You guys can. You guys. This is for the listeners to.
I have not heard of this.
To guess who this might be.
No, this is news to me.
It is.
So who went to Nationals? Can we say names for that? Because
Jack McDonough, Jay Roberto, Griffin Gagne, Jack Flanagan. So yeah, I think those are the main ones.
Hmm.
At least that I know of. I can't really think of many others. I know It was like a combination of a lot of people from the area.
Mm-hmm.
So because. When Flanny called in last week, if you remember the show from last week, he called in. He had some of his friends online from different towns call in as well. It was a very interesting call. But, I think Jack McDonough, Griffin Gagne, Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Rio. So you guys take your listeners take your educated guess on who this might be, who chirps a lot on the ice. We can't name names here. That's not what we do. Right, Bergie?
Yeah.
But you're still actively guessing.
I think I know.
I think most of us can think of
an educated guess.
Yeah. Might be the person who I said first, but we won't.
What happened, though? I don't think
so. I guess it's just you can't swear on the ice or whatever. I mean, people do.
Yeah.
But if the ref skates by and you happen to be swearing at an opponent, you get thrown out.
Personally, I say let them play. I mean, like,
I say let the boys
unless
play.
Unless it's over the top. I mean, you know, I've played football since third grade and I've been called numerous things. And yeah, it's not a big deal.
Even though you know you're not, right? You just kind of go with it. It's just part of the game.
Yeah, it's part of the game. Like, some kids will trash talk. Others won't, you know.
Yeah, it's all about getting in people's heads. Yeah. And if you think that's just like the refs trying to, you know, do more than they should, right? They're just getting our food a little bit, right?
It's over the top. I mean, you let the kids play. It's, you know, when you start stepping into, you know, a game like that, I don't like that.
Personally. I did hear, and I'm not the kind of person who likes to blame a lot of stuff on the refs.
Cause, we're not, yeah.
Like, obviously, you got to play enough so that the refs can't screw the game up. But I did hear that the referees at this tournament were very, like, against the Avalanche.
Of course.
Like, they called a lot of dumb penalties and everything.
Do you think there's a reason why to that? Like,
no,
is it
just
the persona of the team?
Yeah, kinda? I don't know, but...
I mean, I feel like the refs... I mean, I feel like everyone believes the refs are against them.
Yeah.
Whenever you play. But it just happens to be a trend with, like, Bedford and, you know, all these other teams that Bedford kids play. Not that... I mean, I'm not saying that refs in Lansing, Michigan are aware of Bedford, New Hampshire, but it just happens to be a common theme.
Speaking of referees, actually, I'm going to segue back into the Bruins.
Yep.
What was it? A week ago? 2 weeks ago?
Marchand.
Brad Marchand. Skating in front of the crease, gets chippy with a guy. We all know, if you pay attention to hockey, that Brad Marchand is like, they call him the rat of the league.
Yep. And he embraces it.
Yeah, everyone hates him because he's just like, he's a pain. And he was skating by a player that was giving him a hard time or something, and he slashed the player in the groin. So he got a game misconduct, so he was tossed from the game. This was early in the first period, I think. So he's out for the whole game, and then he had an in-person meeting, I think, with the player safety people and got a 2-game suspension. And so
they're probably just giving it to him because they feel like if the NHL didn't give him one.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you know, like if you watch the play, like you would see that it was, I feel like it was an accident.
Yeah, I think it was an accident. I mean, I'm a little biased towards the Bruins, but if you look at it, like his eyes are like focusing on the play, like he's not even looking at the player he slashed, and I think he just probably went to go slash him in the hands or something, and
you notice even after like the play happened he didn't even really notice it.
Yeah, he looked back and he's on the ice and he's like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. But then there's Sidney Crosby, the baby of the league.
Yep, slashed the guy's finger off.
Slashes the guy's, the tip of the finger off.
Yep, it was literally falling. If you watched it, the tip of his finger was literally dangling off.
Doesn't get,
that's disgusting.
Doesn't even get a penalty.
No. Because he's Sidney Crosby, he can do what he wants.
Yeah, he slashes people in the groin, everything, all the time, and he doesn't get called for it because he's the princess of the league.
Exactly. And, I mean, a lot of that, not saying it all falls on Sidney Crosby, but a lot of that falls on, you know, the NHL and their treatment of superstars, right?
Yeah.
So here at the Weekend Windup, we really hate referees. Just thought I'd point that out, as you've realized from the past 5 minutes. Nick, do you have anything to say about, you know, experiences like referees and all this stuff?
Referees? Not really. I mean, I think one time where I could think of a referee kind of stepping into a game that I didn't think was right personally, was in the state championship for Bedford.
You guys won.
Yeah, we won.
7-0.
7-0, high scoring. It was near the end of the game, and one of my friends, who's an offensive lineman, he knows who he is. I won't say names.
Oh, we can name names now. We're good.
What?
You can name him if you want to. It's up to you. It's all about backlash you might receive.
But he said some vulgar language, hence why I'm concealing the name, but I don't think he would care even if I said his name.
You can cough it if you want.
Okay. And It's just some vulgar language, but I mean, we all do.
Part of the game.
It's part of the game. And the ref overheard him and flagged him, gave us, you know, 15 yards. And yeah, who knows where that, you know, outcome could have, you know, luckily we still won, but who knows where that outcome, you know, came into effect.
Exactly. So that's why you always got to be careful, right? Because you don't know.
Yeah. And I think as a player, you have to be careful about what you say. And I'm sure that's what they're probably trying to instill in, you know, all the players. But at the same time,
sportsmanship.
Yeah. And all that good stuff. But at the same time, it's part of the game. It's part of the culture. And I think you have to embrace it, accept it. And, you know, I think the refs should understand that more.
Yeah. So that was good. So I think that's all we have for the discussion this week on Bedford 105.1. So we're going to stay tuned. We're going to have some phone calls. You don't know who they are yet. They're going to call in any time. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Weekend Windup on Bedford 105.1. Oh, no. Who is that calling? Let's pick it up. Hello?
What's good?
Is this who I think it is? Is this Jack Flanagan?
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yep, that would be me. Couldn't come into the studio today, again, for the second week in a row, but, you know, I'm here, I'm dedicated, I'm at home, calling in, unlike the other two jabronis.
Well, they're at baseball. Why aren't you at baseball, Flanagan? Aren't you the manager?
shots fired back.
Well, no longer. Ran into a little trouble with that.
You're fired!
We had a hardo, major hardo of the week, Caleb McDonald. He thinks he's on the team, really, even though he's a manager. So when I wouldn't show up to practice because I'm a manager and I have better things to do.
Like your homework that you're doing now.
Exactly, yeah. I'm at home doing homework, being studious, being a good student. But Caleb would bully me for it, so I couldn't take the heat anymore. I had to get out of the kitchen. That's a famous Caleb McDonald line. And, yeah, I couldn't do it anymore. Had to hand in the jersey the other day.
Yeah, it sounds like bullying's been a problem lately, huh?
Kind of makes you think a little bit, right, Flanny?
Yeah, kind of makes you think.
So, what are you doing now with your free time? I know 2017 is the year of the manager, but, like, now you're not a manager anymore. Like, what do you do in your free time?
Homework.
Homework and
what I'm doing right now,
and not weekend windup because you're not here right now, obviously.
Well, technically, I am doing a weekend windup right now. If you want to be, you know, if you want to look at it in a sense, because I'm calling into the weekend windup right now.
This is a lot better than your last call, by far.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I couldn't really hear you.
Yeah, you're at Buffalo Wild Wings in like Lansing or whatever. How are we supposed to?
Yeah,
how is that supposed to work, Flanny?
Yeah, it was East Lansing, Michigan. How is it supposed to work? We were at a hockey tournament, so you know, it was a good sports call, good phone interview.
Yeah. So I heard some juniors team, huh? Jack, were interested in you.
Yeah. It's surprising because really for hockey, nobody's ever been interested in me before, like ever.
Oh, we're all interested in you, Flanny.
Oh, Matt, you're too kind, buddy. But yeah. So I was surprised when I was in the locker room after the game, and the coach walked in and said, "Flanny, there's a team that wants to talk to you outside." And, you know, I went outside, and they talked to the guy, and I went back in. And then, again, the coach walked in, and he said, "Flanny, there's another team that wants to talk to you."
So there are more than one team here.
Yeah, that was just the first game. Second game, there was another team. And then the third game, there was another team.
Is this like
I talked to four teams.
Is this like Ethan DeStefani level junior teams, or is this like...
absolutely not. I mean, one was like kind of close to Ethan DeStefani level. The other three weren't. Like, one was a prep school, and then two were just...
Well, still prep school. That's impressive. Got it.
Yeah. You know, I do what I can for my fans. You know, Matt?
Oh, yeah. We all know. We all know. Bergie, yeah. Got anything for Flanny as he calls in?
What's up, Flan?
Hey, Bergie. Big day today for you?
Yeah, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ella's going to prom with that fella. Right?
It's good. Good.
Yeah, nice. Proud of you. Congrats.
Thanks, man.
So, Flanny, do you have anything to say to the people since you can't make it today? I know our listeners are really dying for some Jack Flanagan, but they can't get it since you're so studious.
I have a couple things.
Ooh, a couple things. All right, go ahead.
So, number one, I'm going to stay on the topic of prompts a little bit.
Go, Flanny.
Okay, so, yeah, Matt, you got to go to prom. We're going to miss you there if you don't.
I'm not going. I don't care what you say. I'm not going.
All right, well, honestly, you're probably a smart man. You're staying away from all the prom drama. One hot take, this is completely unrelated to any events like prom tables or anything. Stay away from snakes. You got to heed the danger of the snakes.
Nice.
Yeah, prom, high school stuff, just stay away from it, you know?
I agree. Yeah. I just stayed away from it completely. It's just kind of not my thing.
Yeah, but we'd love to have you there.
Oh, I'd love to have you right in the booth, but we can't always get what we want here, Flynn.
That's cold.
That's cool. I'm doing my homework here, Matt.
Nick?
Trying to
get
that IB diploma. Wait, what?
And on a sounds like I have a list. Semi-related note, I think people just in the high school just need to chill out. I mean,
chill out.
Especially most of us being seniors now, and we're at the final home stretch. I think people just need to relax and have fun, with their friends before we go off to college and into the summer. That's what I
agree. There's been too much drama lately, People just have to take a chill pill.
Yeah, Lee, everybody loves everybody.
You just got to worry about the big things,
Amen.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Like the weekend windup for the baseball team.
Yeah. Or your homework.
Yeah, homework. Yeah. Exactly. Amen. And
Glenn, what's the deal with college? Because you were going to Cuse, now you're not, but you might be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fordham, Providence, right?
All of
Fordham,
them.
Fordham, Providence, Syracuse.
All of
between
them.
Between those three. Yeah, well, can't really go to all of them. I wish.
Yeah.
It would be like the best of both worlds. But
three worlds.
So if you go to Fordham, do you think Caleb McDonald would try to transfer to the psych college after first semester?
I can expect a Snapchat story from Caleb McDonald of him visiting Fordham in the next few days.
Yeah, you can see him with the Fordham visor on in a couple of days, like he does with all the other schools. But I don't know. We'll see.
Wherever it is. We know that you'll be back on the weekend windup next year.
Oh, of course.
When you can be back, of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I am going to miss my buddy Caleb, though, if I do go to Fordham. Because, a few weeks ago, I was expecting to go to college with him no matter where I went. But
yeah, because he follows you around. But regardless, Flenny, we do know that you have a project, right, for the CAS project.
Yeah.
We like to call this segment, as Mitch called it, kicking some CAS, right?
Yeah, so, cast.
So the main topic for this is how can sports better society? So Flanny, what's your take on this? How can sports better society?
Okay, yeah, well, first of all, this kicking some cast segment is the reason why I was allowed to call tonight. My parents have me locked in doing homework, wasn't even allowed to go to mass, but this kicking some cast is big right now. It's homework.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's huge.
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 Anyways, one way sports better society. People watch ESPN. They watch the Jumbotron at big sporting events. And you always see these big, important athletes helping out in communities. They do community service. They do work for charities. One big charity, though, one of my personal favorites, is Make-A-Wish. The effects that professional sports has in this charity is just huge. You look at these children who are suffering from a disease as horrible as cancer, and just professional sports just brightens up their day. I've had a few friends suffer, obviously. Everybody has. And just to know that when these athletes come in and help these kids out, just really, it makes their day for them. So that's just one way professional sports betters society.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And it's special, that something, that some people, feel is really abstract and, they kind of feel far away from. It's special that professional sports can help out like that.
So I completely agree. Make-A-Wish is really good, and it shows how professional sports can have an impact, even, you know, just not only on the field but off the field. So Leahy, do you have a way that sports better society? Maybe it's for you or maybe it's someone else, or how do you feel?
I know for me, some people may know that I hurt my knee going into senior year for football season, and I would say that, you know, my teammates and coaches and obviously friends and family, they really helped pick me up and push me through that injury, and, you know, I was able to come back and play my senior year, and just the positive impact that has had on me and the friendships and bonds that I've learned and the different skills and things I've acquired just from playing the sport, you know, like discipline and respect and a work ethic can really improve me as a person. I think it can improve a lot of people and overall help out in society.
That's good. That's a good personal example from you, Nick. Berger, do you have anything about how sports betters society?
Well, I think sports just kind of help a lot of people through a lot of things. So, you know, things could be bad or something like in a nation or anything, but sports are always going to be there for those people. So, like, regardless of where you're from, like whether you're from the United States or like some other country where life might not be as good as the United States, like sports is still a way for you to get away from stuff.
Yep.
And like, just in my life, if something's going on, like going on in my life that, you know, it's kind of rough. Like, yeah, I always have like the Bruins are my favorite team, so I have them to go turn to, or like the Red Sox, and just get my mind off of things. And then, as Nick was saying, how when you play sports, how it turns you into like a better person, just because, like, I played football for a few years, and it taught me a lot of life skills, which I'll hold on forever, which makes society better.
I like that. And
amen to that.
At least for me, kind of what I said last week is sports are kind of like a universal language, right? Like, everyone knows how to play. People might play differently, which is good because you get to learn all this new stuff when you play with people from different cultures. And I think that's important because these people who you wouldn't normally see standing together end up standing together. And I think that's a very important part, especially when not everyone can get along or not everyone, you know, speaks the same, you know, spoken language. I think it's sports are a good way to get together. So, thanks, Flanny.
Yeah, of course. Now, I just want to say one thing. Listening to Bergie's kicking some cast, I was a little bit surprised. Bergie's obviously a big Green Bay Packers fan, and I thought he was going to say something about car insurance and a discount double check.
Yeah.
And really helping society or something.
They've really helped you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Flanny. We really appreciate you calling in, even though we know you have a lot of homework. And
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no, you're a part of the show.
Thanks for being in here.
So yeah, thanks.
Spend some valuable time together in person.
Yeah, thanks for really driving over to the studio today and showing up and sitting down with a microphone. We really appreciate that. Oh, who is this?
Oh, and look,
Jack Flanagan. Hold on here.
We've got Manny Ray and Mitchell Roy.
Greatest.
Have just showed up.
Sorry about this, guys. I'm gonna go open the door real quick. But Jack, we're sorry, but they just had a baseball game. And
they're still here.
And they're
putting
here.
In work. They're still dressed in their baseball stuff.
And they have a game, and they show up, but you're not even here. So, guys,
student athlete grind.
Would you guys like to say anything to Jack Flanagan, Manny Ray?
Jack, the baseball team has some serious issue with you right now because of your lack of dedication to us. I mean, you agreed to be our manager, and then you just left like nothing to play golf and hang out with Anne-Marie, and that really makes us sad. Grant cried all of last shots
about you.
Sounds
like
something similar
thing.
Might happen with the weekend windup at this
sounds
point.
Like
I mean, you won't show up.
I would like to say one thing. What? Can you guys hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, Manny, I gotta say, I'm surprised they let Stink into the studio like you, my friend. I'm very surprised at BCTV. As well as WBNH, their policies definitely dictate against your presence in the studio. And
snakes.
Really, the reason
you're calling
why
me a snake
was I was scared I wasn't going to get a seat at the
it's those
table,
snakes again,
the
guys.
AC studio table. So, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So, thanks, Flanny. Get done with your homework because we really want you to get all this done. We really want to have you back next
week.
Get
that Spanish grade up.
Yep. I know you always ask Senor for a lot of grades, so why don't you just get that up, and I'll see you next week. Welcome back to the weekend windup on Bedford 105.1. So you guys all survived the Flanny call. And now, as you know, our normal people are back in. Welcome, Mitch and Manny. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. Fresh off a dub.
Glad to be here.
And so today, you guys won, I guess. How'd you guys win? How'd you guys pull out a win? Aren't you guys supposed to be...
They scored more runs.
Are you guys supposed to be good or something?
I don't know. Big disappointment. Grant didn't hit any dingers today.
He got close. I saw he got close on one hit.
One hit off the fence. Almost as hard hit as the ball that Quintal gave up, but...
Wait, so how did Quintal do? First start back from IMG.
He did well. He started out really well.
How many innings did he go?
Four and change? No, four.
He's out of innings limit, right?
There's pitch count.
Pitch count.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Joe, if you're listening, sorry.
Sorry.
He didn't pitch as well as he thought he was going to pitch. I expected to come out throwing 88, 86, 87. Untouchable.
What was he throwing?
He was probably throwing like low to mid 80s.
Really?
Like it was cold.
Soft.
But like he was not untouchable by any means.
I mean, what are you going to do?
He still pitched well. I mean, yeah. Two runs isn't bad.
Yeah, it's all about the adjustment.
First day out, so you know.
You also got to think
he's that too.
He's been pitching on the nicest mounds, the nicest fields. Yeah. You know, it's a mental game. It's a mental game.
He's probably been hitting. You know, he had the weight room down there.
On
IMG.
The nicest mounds, the nicest fields,
and IMG.
Summer ball all year. Oh my god, Matt, the mound's perfectly fine.
IMG
here.
Academy.
It's that's, not our
that's
fault.
That's where they that have the huge, grand weight room.
It's not his fault that he threw the ball right down the middle of the plate, right in the middle.
Oh, yeah?
Weenie high.
What kind of plate?
Yak sauce.
Bomb. Bomb.
Bomb.
It was like you were pitching him, Matt.
Moab.
I don't have a chance to give that because I didn't make the team.
Hold on. Couple things on Grant's hit and this hit, the two big hits of the game. Wind was blown in.
Yep.
So if the wind was not blown in, both of these hits would have been out.
Really?
I would have had endless beef on Quintal.
Especially because Joe has been saying for the longest time, I'm going to be so pissed if I give up a home run this year.
I heard,
if I give up a home run this year, I'm quitting.
I heard if he gives a home run, I heard like what he said was if he gives up a hit, he's quitting. Like, I better throw a no-hitter every single time. He told me that.
Yeah, no, he didn't throw a no-hitter today. He had one like into the third, maybe.
Someone really? Went yakky. No, there was a hit in the second, third inning.
So Manny, you didn't play today, obviously, because you're pitching tomorrow.
Who rode the pine, baby.
What's the preview for tomorrow's game yesterday's game? If you're listening on Saturday on Bedford 105.1, the weekend windup.
So we got a big game against Keene. Last year, I pitched against them as well. Last year, I threw 7 2/3 innings against Keene.
Mm.
Or no, 6 2/3. Six and two thirds innings.
A little weak.
And we ended up losing an extra innings. After I came out with two outs in the last inning.
Now we can blame Mitch for that.
So we got...
Nope, that's actually college athlete Connor Lee to blame for that. Give up a bunch of...
Connor Lee pooped his pants. Yeah. But this year, I mean, I hope we're doing... They have some good pitchers. I don't know who they're throwing against us. They have a couple college pitchers, but...
College pitchers in Keene?
Yeah.
What are they playing, NHTI with Mike Kernan?
Chapman told me today they're throwing Sam Cooper. Who I believe he's playing at UMass. Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good. He's going to UMass Amherst. He didn't pitch against us last year. We're a different kid, but they have a good team. That'll be a good game tomorrow. Definitely be a closer game than yesterday.
Yesterday, for you listeners.
2 days ago, this game.
Thursday's game is today. You know what I mean.
Yesterday's time yesterday, to today, tomorrow. Billy Pilgrim.
So
I'm stuck in time, baby.
Time travelers sent here from China.
So, what do you guys think about your chances? So you saw Quintal pitch today. So what's the rest of the team?
I mean, he's
like?
Gonna have to get it together if we're gonna win it all. Honestly, the kid disappointed the hell out of me. Really thought he was gonna do well, but as soon as I saw that first crack of the bat, I thought it was gone, and I was honestly ecstatic because I told him all week that if he gives up that he was gonna give up a home run. I was just crapping on him all week not to give up a home run, and as soon as I saw that ball, I was like, oh, yes, he did it. But you know what? I mean, I'll take the off-the-fence double, but next time, I mean, every game Quintal pitches, I want to see us win bazillion runs to one. Quintal gives up one dinger just to make me happy.
I mean, that'd be good.
I mean, I think he's just got to learn to hit his spots better. He's just, I mean, he's a good pitcher. He's got good stuff, but if when he makes mistakes, that people capitalize on him.
We didn't intend this for the roast fest on Quintal. Quintal, we love
you.
Yes,
we did.
I got some nice things to say about some of our players, or at least one. So Jeff Mosso came in relief after Joe was done four innings.
Oh, to get his bullpen in, right?
Yeah, his bullpen warm-up for Monday. He got the jitters out, so that was good. And then the last inning, Nicky G, Nick Jelinas. Big shout out to him. He pitched really well.
Really?
He impressed me. Yeah, he's known for being a little wild.
A little wild.
But he threw strikes, struck out a couple guys.
Really?
And yeah, and he did a nice job.
He's got that, that half slider, half cutter thing that he
throws.
Yeah,
that was dirty. He got a couple kids on that.
Really?
Yep.
Is it? I don't know what that is, but it works.
I think it's like a slider. I would call it a slider.
It's a slider that doesn't break and it goes for a strike. He does it on purpose. He does it on purpose. It's like a cutter type slider thing.
Curveball.
Whatever you want to call it, it really works, and it really works for Nick Jelinas, and that's why he's on the team, and that's why I'm not.
Jelinas?
Yeah.
Jelinas has a nasty slider.
That thing is unbelievable. He gets people looking, he gets people swinging on it, and then he hits you with the 84.
Or he literally hits you.
Or he literally actually hits you in the and then you get your base.
Or it throws it over the backstop.
That's also true.
So I mean, really like to hear we had Jelinas come out to Wild Thing playing in the background. That was good. But, you know. All around good team victory.
Gately, you guys have walk-up songs this year?
Gately did a lot for us. No walk-up songs.
No. Oh, story on that. With D1 manager Patrick Gately. Not going D1 anymore because he screwed up my walk-up song. So the rule is in NHIAA you can't play music in between pitches, I believe. So we can only do it in between innings. And I was the leadoff batter in two innings. So I said, Gately, my walk-up song is She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy by Kenny Chesney.
Yes.
Play it before I go up.
What did he play?
No. So the first time he did, it was great. I think I got a hit. Then the next time he played it, the next time I let off the inning, he didn't play it. I'm yelling at him, Gately, play She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. He goes, all right, I'm on it. Plays Knee Deep by Zach Brown Band. It's a great song, but it's not my walk-up.
It's not your walk-up song.
He's like, I said, Gately, why didn't you play my song? He goes, I wasn't going to play the same song twice. I go, that's my walk-up song. See, you play the same song. You play my walk-up song when I'm about to go out.
See, that's what you'll not see with Girls Lacrosse Manager this year. You'll see a lot of on time, you know, getting things on schedule, doing things the right way. Unlike Patrick Gately, who does everything the wrong way, and he's only manager because I got cut and I said no to manager.
The real question I have for you is Flanny managing with you?
No.
Okay, good. Because if he was, we were going to have a real big problem.
How is Caleb's manager?
Caleb, honestly, most dedicated manager to ever come through Bedford baseball. It's a close race between him and Gately.
Hold on. I got something to add in. So I was on first base. The pitcher, I think it was the last inning. The pitcher literally threw over like every pitch to try and pick me off at first base. The one job a first base coach has is to yell back as loud as you can when the pitcher steps off the rubber to throw.
Don't tell me Gately was the first base coach.
No. Caleb was the first base coach. The first, like, three times he tried to pick me off, I didn't hear anything from Caleb. I go, Caleb, your only job is to yell back.
Unbelievable.
And then the next time he did it, he finally yelled back. He goes, was that good, Mitch? I go, yeah, I guess that was all right.
Does Caleb come equipped with, like, the stopwatch and everything?
Doesn't know anything. I come up to Caleb today and ask him to do a pitch chart for us, and he says that he doesn't know how to do it because all you have to do is write down strike and ball and what pitch it was. And he says, I can't do that. It's too complicated.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, he lacks on the intellectual part, but dedication, he has a huge heart.
So, like, if we go back to McKelvey when he had the achievement effort grades, he's getting in.
Oh, he's getting A's in effort and, like, C's in achievement.
Or as they had McKelvey, a U.
Hold on. Another quick Caleb story. Before the game, during an infield-outfield, after the outfielders take their reps, Caleb was supposed to hit fly balls to the outfielders.
Oh, no way.
So we get out there, we're looking around, like, who's hitting us fly balls? What's going on? Turns out Caleb didn't trust his hitting abilities enough to hit us fly balls. So he had Gately do it first. The Gately's awful. So Manny's like, let me get in here. And he took over. Thank God. Good job, Manny.
That's why we
might have pulled my back doing that. Not going to lie. The back was a little sore afterwards.
Hey, but don't you lift a lot of weight?
But another thing we have to talk about here is, I think it was Gilman. We had Gilman, Tebow, and Brendan Dillon. There might have been a few others, but I heard this from one of the other kids in the team. It was a great, great thing. So there's a pop fly hit between the second baseman and the right fielder, sort of in the middle. One of those plays is a tweener. You don't know who's going to catch it. You got to communicate. And so somebody, one of the three that had to be through him, no one else in the stands would have done it. One of them starts yelling, I got it, screaming. And the two kids look at each other like, who said that? And they have no idea. Ball drops. No one catches it. Kid gets on first base. I mean, that's sportsmanship of the week right there goes to them for getting us that play.
So Gilman
like
was
a,
there?
Sounds like a Brian Tebow kind of
thing.
Yeah,
definitely
a
Brian Tebow. And Gilman representing, co-host on Weekend Wind Up.
Yep.
Great representative.
When you guys typically can't come.
Yep.
He's here. He's here for you guys.
Yep.
So were there many people there at the game tonight?
Kate Godecki was there. Big outs to Kate Godecki. Gave her a ride home after the game.
Whoa.
She sat in the front. Quintal sat in the back. Whoa. We held hands.
yeah. So those four guys that we said. Were you there, lady?
I was there for a couple of things.
Yeah, for a little bit.
I was not.
Couple lady friends, and that was about it.
The moms and dads.
The moms and dads.
We love our moms and dads. We really do.
Had a commitment.
Yeah.
So, anyways, if these two other managers, Patrick Gately and Caleb McDonald, aren't doing it for you, HMU, hit me up, because I might be able to find the time to be another manager.
I think we should do that. Can you hit fly balls?
I think I probably can. I don't know if you remember from middle school baseball, because I got hurt both years.
I remember that. You played third base. Good, big-time Lurgio baseball third base.
Yeah, and then I got hurt both years.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty much a manager anyways, and remember, I cleaned up the field.
Yeah,
I did
Jose.
Everything. I was the team spirit. So,
oh, Jose, I remember that.
Yeah.
What is it? Recuerdo.
Remember? Yeah.
Recuerdo.
That's.
Tú eres un idiota.
Jose did a good job in the field.
Sí.
So, Jack, would you yell back though, as a first base coach?
I'm sure I probably would.
Yeah, I bet you would, because you at least know the game. Yeah. Unlike Caleb, who just played.
I gave up baseball for some stupid reasons. I was just like, I'm not going to try out for the high school team. And
your arm was shot.
Yeah,
I think Caleb was going
to. You'd still be here.
I think Caleb decided to be the baseball manager all because of one man named Jack Flanagan said he was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jack backed out, Caleb, here he is now, stuck in the commitment of baseball manager.
But he's pretty committed. The kid was on time to a 7 a.m. Saturday practice, bright and early, ready to go, pumped up.
Let's go.
I don't even think that's something Jack Flanagan would do.
He did arm day yesterday, and Caleb was out throwing today. I honestly don't know why, because he has no reason to throw.
Sacrifice.
We were talking about if you lift up his arm for making us look good. I don't know what he's doing.
If you listen to the other part of the show, we were just wondering, because Flanagan might go to Fordham now, so we're thinking maybe Caleb, maybe you see a Snapchat story of
I'm committed Caleb to Fordham University.
Oh, because Caleb's
visiting.
Following Flanagan everywhere.
Exactly,
right.
So we were thinking
right.
Caleb visits Fordham.
Right.
You might see that in the Snapchat story a few days from now.
Here's the question for me, though. Do managers, because I know Patrick Gately does because he's been there for so long, but do they get to, I wouldn't take any reps from you like Gately, but let's say, nothing's really going on. Can they, put on the glove, play a little bit?
No.
Yeah.
Game or in practice?
In
the game,
no, in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought about trying out this year just so I could be a bench player. Didn't want to play. I just wanted to, practice and stuff because I miss baseball.
Mm. Baseball's fun.
Well, the thing is, so Gately thinks he's on the team, so he does all the drills and everything. We call him DK.
Yeah, wouldn't do that.
But Caleb just kind of sits on the sideline.
Yeah.
He cheers
us
on.
He does a good job. He does what a manager's supposed to do.
He yells Dinger City whenever Grant's up.
I think Caleb's actual lifelong dream was to
I think Caleb
manage.
Might actually be in love with Grant Levine, though. Hot take. Caleb doesn't like Frankie. It's just a cover-up because he's in love with Grant Levine.
That is a hot take.
Whenever Grant is off the bat, Caleb, he's steamy. Caleb is steamy in the field.
Caleb wants a home run. Caleb gets a little extra excited when Grant gets up. If you guys know what I mean.
Rightfully do, but.
So do all of us, not going to lie. I mean, Grant hits a little dinger.
Great hiney.
can't say he doesn't get all of us going.
So we're all going different places next week, so we won't have a show, unfortunately.
Rip in peace, our show next week.
So we're actually going to release the show that we haven't released.
Why won't we have a show next week?
We're going.
We're all going to
I'm calling in from California.
We can't
call
because
in.
No one's here to run it.
Everyone calls in.
Hold on. There's a show that we haven't released yet, so we're going to release that one next
with
week.
The two kids
special
who betrayed us.
Guest edition.
With the two kids who betrayed us, Bedford High School, the Volotians, they will be featured on here reluctantly.
So
however,
look forward to that next week.
So, Mitch, where are you going next week?
Next week, I am going to the middle of nowhere, Maine. It's like almost Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Gordo, hey.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, sorry.
Trying to get some Molson?
Some Molson Light?
Sure.
So I'm going whitewater rafting.
Maple syrup or something?
Sportsmanship.
Hey.
I'm going whitewater rafting in the middle of nowhere, Maine in a freezing cold river, so that's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. Manny, what are you doing?
Honestly, okay. First, I went whitewater rafting in the Adirondacks last year. It's lit, so that's all I gotta say. You're gonna have a good time. Hopefully, it's a little. Mine was nice and warm, but
yeah.
Sounds like yours is not gonna be very
I
warm.
I went I went to Maine.
Yeah,
Whitewater
Bernie and I cuddled in the raft. It was
yeah,
hot.
Well, there was that. Yeah, and then I went to Maine during the summer, and it was really warm and really nice. But
it's April.
Okay, yeah, this is April, like, 17th we're talking here, so.
Okay, but anyways, while you scrubs are in Maine, I'm going to Californication, and I am going to Big Sur to be the dream of every white girl and take mad visco pictures.
Rittenour will be taking the pictures.
And, oh, I have a camera, too, so fight me. Mine's nicer than Zach's.
Is it a Nikon or a Canon?
It's a Canon. Aww. But it's going to be a fantastic trip, and I'm excited. We're going to be there on 420.
Ah,
Matt, what are you doing?
So for me, I'm doing the Civil War intercession, and we're going down to like West Virginia, going down south. Then I'm going to go to
Virginia.
I'm going to a Red Sox game in about 5 days. Going to see some Red Sox Orioles.
Home.
Last time I tried going to an Orioles game, there were protests outside, so I could not go.
Oh yeah, they played with no fans that day.
Yeah,
right?
So I could not go to that game.
Freddie Gray, good guy. All right, and Nick and Jack, you guys are going to Disney, correct?
Disney World.
Yes, we are.
With MIA, Jack and Flanagan.
Negative.
Oh right. Rip in peace.
Kick.
Flammy.
Toss.
Jack had
we got
some,
tossed for various reasons.
Yeah, some issues.
Hey, but Disney World, great place. So tell us why you decided to go to Disney World.
I couldn't tell you why I decided to go to Disney World. I just thought it would be a fun time. But
was there anyone that influenced your decision?
Oh, there was. I had a girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
No longer together.
Rip in peace. Rip in peace, baby.
I can feel the tension.
And Bergie, why are you going to Disney World?
Because all the bros are going to the Disney World.
All right.
Now
and are you guys
the
going
bros,
to all the parks? Are you guys going to all the parks? Or
all
no?
of them.
All of them.
Okay. Make sure you go on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh,
electric
sure.
ride. Electric ride. It goes fast and upside
there's
down.
There's a, while we're there, there's, I think it's all seniors on the trip. And while we're there, they're locking down the water park. And they're going to have like a graduation dance with like all the seniors that are there. So we'll see how
it's going to get wet.
Oh, it's going to get wet and wild,
we'll see
baby.
How that goes.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
I might get scared.
Ooh. I honestly, are you guys going to, what is it called?
Epcot?
No, it's
Magic Kingdom?
No,
so that's
the water
for this
park.
Episode
the water
of the
park.
Weekend
Typhoon
wind
Lagoon.
Up.
Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, that's,
lit. Make sure
that's
you do Expedition. No, the one that goes really fast.
Everyone is
really
loving this.
My stomach felt like it was in my head when I did that.
I already have my banana hammock packed.
Oh, yeah, baby. So that's it for this week.
We can wind up on Bedford 105.1. If you happen to miss any of the shows today, or just like to listen to a little more, follow us on Instagram at Weekend Windup. That's one word, at Weekend Windup.
One word.
Or look us up at www.podbean.com on the 105.1 WBNH page. So thank you for listening. Tune in next week. And remember, Bedford,
stay classy. Woo!